Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Yutes. We are holding on Daf Yutes Amir Aleph. We are at Tanan Hassam, about five lines into the page, at the two dots on Yutes Amir Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha LaHashom, L'Nisham Shav Naliyah. And we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. What we're going to discuss today is, first discussion is going to be about Yisur Begadim and Chatzitza when bandaging a wound. If a Kohen bandages a wound, so is that going to create a problem of chatzitza between the Big Day Kahuna and his body? Is that going to create a problem of Yisur Begadim, that the bandage itself is an extra beged of the Big Day Kahuna, which would therefore be a problem? And then the Gemara is going to discuss seven different items, whether they are a chatzitza or not. Things that you would think, maybe yes, maybe no. Is air a chatzitza? Is a louse a chatzitza? Is, the folding over of the clothes, the natural wearing of the clothing where it folds in certain places, that a chatzitza? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether tefillin is a chatzitza when it comes to the Big Day Kahuna. Then that's Amud Aleph. So Amud Aleph is all about chatzitza. Then Amud Beis is all about kiddush yadayim viraglayim, and particularly the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. So as my brother-in-law pointed out to me yesterday, this is the ultimate opposite of a Daf Yomi coincidence. We are as far away from the next time we're going to be discussing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom HaKippurim, but nevertheless, that's the conversation over here, is Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim and Yom Kippur, and even throughout the year also, is it Ma'akev the Gemara is going to discuss? The Gemara is going to bring three possible sources that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Yom HaKippurim is not Ma'akev, and then the Gemara is going to talk about what is the procedure for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, how does he position his hand, his foot, when they're doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then the Gemara is going to discuss and suggest that there's a machlokas whether the arrival of mourning necessitates a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Kohen was by the Mizbeach doing Avodah all night. Does he need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning? So that is going to be the final discussion of the daf. So let's begin again. Yutes Amud Aleph at the two dots. Tanan Hassam. So we had quoted a brisa that a Kohen is not allowed to add an extra item of clothing in addition to the Big Day Kuna at the time of the Avodah. So we have a Mishnah at the end of Maseches Erevin. Kohen shalaka be'etzba'o. Let's say a Kohen gets a bubu. So korech aleha gemi b'mikdash. He can wrap a gemi around it in the mikdash. A gemi is some type of herb, some type of plant that when it dries out provides a refuah to the makkah. So it's not just a band-aid that covers the makkah. It actually has therapeutic value. So he could do that in the mikdash even on Shabbos. Aye, refuah is asr on Shabbos. Yeah, but refuah is an iser d'rabanan, a gzeira mishum shchikas sammanim. That's what we call a shvus. And the din is, ein shvus b'mikdash. We're not gozer the dinim d'rabanan in the mikdash. So therefore, he's able to be korech gemi for that reason. That's how Rashi explains over here and in Maseches Erevin. Sfasemis wonders, that Rashi writes over here that the whole reason is so that he needs the gemi is so that he shouldn't look bad at the time of the avodah. There shouldn't be an open injury that makes it look maguna for the avodah. So ask the Sfasemis, if that's the concern, why do we have to be makil on the shvus of tying a gemi? Just put a band-aid on, and then it won't look so bad, right? Why would we have to be makil on the isser of refuah by allowing him to do that? Further, says the Sfasemis, if he doesn't put the gemi on the makkah, if he only does it in order that it shouldn't be obvious, that it shouldn't be seen, then it's not really for the sake of refuah, and there's no isser refuah when you don't have kavana l'refuah. So Sfasemis struggles with those questions. But anyway, so you're allowed to do it in the mikdash because ein shvus b'mikdash. Avalo b'medina, but he cannot do this outside of the Beis HaMikdash because you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos, so a person cannot put a gemi on a wound on Shabbos outside of the mikdash. V'im lo hotzi mimena dam, but if he's trying to, by wrapping the gemi around, he's trying to drain blood from the wound, then kan v'kanos. So then it's also even in the mikdash because now we're dealing with an issur d'oraisa of chavala, shochet, something. There's some issur d'oraisa of drawing blood from the wound, so that you're not allowed to do in the Mikdash either. Most Rishonim assume that Chovel is also because of Shochet, that Motzi Dam is Notel Neshama B'Miktas. However, the Rambam in the 8th Parak of Hilchos Shabbos says it's a violation of Dash, that it's being Mefarik, something Mimekomo, that it's removing something that's inside of something else and drawing it out, so it's a violation of Dash. But whatever it is, it's a violation Mida Oraisa. So I'm Rav Yudah Breder B'Chia Lo Shanu Ela Gemi, that this whole idea that the Kohen can wrap something on his Makkah, that's only when it comes to Gemi, which is not really a Beged, and therefore it's not considered to be Yisur Begadim, Aval Tziltzil Katan. But if he wraps a small belt around the Makkah, Havi Yitur Begadim, then he's got another problem. Forget about the Hilchos Shabbos issues, he's got a Big Day Kohuna issue. The Avod is going to be possible because he's wearing an extra Beged. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Amru Yitur Begadim, El B'Mekom Begadim, Aval Shalom B'Mekom Begadim, Lo Havi Yitur. That the whole issue of Yitur Begadim is only on the spot where the Begadim are. But if the injury is in a place on his body where there are not going to be any Big Day Kohuna anyway, then it's not a violation of Yitur Begadim. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan allows putting a beged around your finger when you have an injury on your finger. You're right, it's not Yitur Begadim. Let's say you're right, that it's not Yitur Begadim. But it should still be a problem because it's going to be a chatzitza problem, meaning between his hand and the klisharis. The Kohen has to hold the klisharis, and if he's got a band-aid on his hand, that's going to be a chatzitza. How do I know it's a chatzitza, that there's a problem of chatzitza between his hand and the klisharis? Well, the Gemara is going to say it later on, but Rashi writes that the din is derived from a pasuk by Kabbalah's Hadam. It says, v'lokach ha-kohen. So we see that you need the lekicha to be ba'atzmo shel kohen, that it's got to be with the kohen himself, his own body, without any chatzitza in between them. In a tshuva in Bin Yitzion HaChadashos, he writes that Rashi must have had a Kabbalah for this drasha from his own Rebbeim, because it is not a Gemara anywhere that says such a drasha. So there must have been such a drasha that Rashi has some sort of mesora on. But the bottom line is, we're asking, how could Rabbi Yochanan allow putting a band-aid on the finger? Isn't that going to be a chatzitza problem? So all the Achronim raise the following problem with this understanding of Rashi. Why does Rashi say that the kasha is only on Rabbi Yochanan? Even on the Mishnah also allows wrapping a gemi. So how could the Mishnah allow such a thing? That's also going to be a chatzitza. We're asking, Rabbi Yochanan says that that shalom b'mekom begadim, you don't have to worry about yitur begadim. What about the fact that the Mishnah in Erevin said that you could put a gemi on? Isn't that also a problem of chatzitza? How come we didn't challenge over there? So it happens to be the Gemara in Erevin asks this very question, and Rashi in Erevin says, yeah, it's going on the Mishnah also. That the question is not only on Rabbi Yochanan, it's also on the Mishnah, that l'chora, you have a chatzitza problem. However, the Bach and the Maram Shif say that Rashi over here holds that it's not really a kasha on the Mishnah, because it could be that since you're wrapping something on the wound, l'tzorach refuah, that solves the problem of chatzitza. It's not a problem of chatzitza when it's l'tzorach refuah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he sounds like he's saying, forget any makkah, regardless of whether there's a makkah or no makkah. Shalom b'mekom begadim is simply not a problem. Shalom b'mekom begadim is not going to be Yisur begadim. So on him, we're asking, yeah, maybe it's not Yisur begadim, but it is chatzitza. So that's why the kasha is only on Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rashi, in our Masechta. But anyway, so what's the answer? Why are we not worried about the chatzitza? So b'smal, it could be that the injury is on the left hand, the avoda is done with the right hand, so it's not going to be a chatzitza. Inami shalom b'mekom avoda. Or it could be that the injury is on the back of the hand and not on the front of the hand, so it's not going to be a chatzitza between this hand and when he takes the kli shares. Upliga de Rava, says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan happens to be in disagreement with Rava. Dama Rava am Rav Chista, because Rava says in the name of Rav Chista, if a kohen has chatzitza on his body, b'mekom begadim, if it's in the spot where the begadim are, and it's therefore chotzeitz between his body and the beged, afilu nima achas chotzeitzes. Even one strand of hair is a chatzitza, and the avoda is going to be pasul. Shalom b'mekom begadim, but if the chatzitza is located in a spot where the big dekuna aren't, then shalosh al shalosh chotzeitzos. Then only that which is 3x3 etzbaos is considered chashuv enough to be its own beged, and therefore it's a violation of Yisur begadim. Gadim. Sometimes in this sugya, we're going to find that we use the word chatzitza when we mean chatzitza, and sometimes we use the word chatzitza when we really mean yisur begadim. Right? So if it's not on the makom of the begadim, it's not really a chatzitza. When we say chotzitzos, we mean that if it's 3 by 3 etzbaos, it's large enough to be considered another baguette, and it's therefore a violation of yitur begadim. And therefore, the avodah is going to be possible. Pachos mikan, but if the bandage that is not b'makom begadim is less than 3 by 3 etzbaos, then einon chotzos, and it's not a problem of yitur begadim because it's not considered to be a baguette. So you see that according to Rava, even shelo b'makom begadim, if you're wearing something that's shalosh al shalosh, that is a problem. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said anything that's shelo b'makom begadim is not a problem. So Rava and Rabbi Yochanan are in disagreement with one another. What happens if you have something that's shelo b'makom begadim? Rabbi Yochanan says automatically it's fine, and Rava says no, it depends on the size. Does it constitute its own separate baguette? So now the Gemara explains, does Rava disagree with Rabbi Yehuda as well, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and holds that a tziltzil katan pasul shelo b'makom begadim? Meaning, right, there was Rabbi Yochanan who says anything shelo b'makom begadim is not a problem. There's Rava who says depends on the size, and then there's Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbi Chiya who said that a gemi you could put on, but a tziltzil katan you're not allowed to put on because that's considered to be an extra baguette. So ad Rabbi Yochanan v'adei plika. Certainly Rava is in disagreement with Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbi Chiya milema de plika. Does Rava also disagree with Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Chiya who didn't allow putting a tziltzil katan, a little belt around the wound because of yitzur begadim, even though it's less than shalosh al shalosh? L'chor, according to Rava, it's only yitzur begadim if it's shalosh al shalosh. So it sounds like he's in disagreement. Says, well, no, shiny tziltzil katan de chashiv. Tziltzil katan has the form of a baguette. It's a more chashiva item. So even though Rava says normally to have yitzur begadim, something needs to be shalosh al shalosh, that's only when it's not an inherently chashiva item. But a tziltzil katan is inherently chashuv, and therefore it would be a problem of yitzur begadim even if it's smaller than shalosh al shalosh. Lishtach rin amrila, some have the lashon of the machlokas amarayim as follows, that amr avi de brei Rabbi Chiya lo shanu el gemi, aval tziltzil katan chotzeitz, that gemi is that you're allowed to put on the wound, but a tziltzil katan, since it's a beged, it's a chatzitza, and you're not allowed to put on the wound. And again, over here, the word chatzitza does not mean chatzitza, it means it's yitur begadim, that it's going to be an extra beged, and it's going to be problematic. For Rabbi Yochanan, lo amru chatzitza bipachos mishalosh al shalosh el bimakom begadim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, and here's where it's a little bit different, that whereas in the first version we said Rabbi Yochanan holds any chatzitza issue is only a problem bimakom begadim. Now he modifies a little. He says any chatzitza issue of something less than shalosh al shalosh is only bimakom begadim. Aval shalo bimakom begadim shalosh al shalosh chatzos pachos mikanein chatzos. Shalo bimakom begadim, you can have a chatzitza problem according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan if it's big enough, if it's shalosh al shalosh. V'hainu d'Rav Amar Rav Chisa. And that's exactly aligned with Rava, because Rava is the one that said that shalo bimakom begadim, if it's big enough, then it's yitur begadim. If it's shalosh al shalosh, it's yitur begadim. So maybe though this now joint position of Rava and Rabbi Yochanan that when it's shalom b'makom begadim, if it's large enough, if it's shalosh al shalosh, that's considered yitur begadim. Maybe that's against Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rabbi Chiya, who said that even a tziltzil katan is a problem. No, it's not against it, because shiny tziltzil katan dechashiv, a tziltzil katan has its own chashivus, so even though it's smaller, it's also yitur begadim. Ul Rabbi Yochanan, my irya gemi lashmina tziltzil katan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Tana of the Mishnah say that korech gemi? It should have said you could be korech even a tziltzil katan, and would not be a problem of yitur begadim, since it's not b'makom begadim, and therefore kal v'chomer you'd be able to use a gemi. So it says Gemara, milsa agav orche kamash malan de gemi masi. It wants to tell me this something agav orche, that gemi has the ability to provide therapeutic value. And nevertheless, the chiddush is you're allowed to do it on Shabbos because shvus is mutter b'mikdash. Meaning, if we're assuming that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a kohen is allowed to be korech a tziltzul katan on his right, since Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're allowed to be korech on the makkah tziltzul katan, and it's not yisur begadim, the Gemara wanted to know why does it only talk about a gemi and not a tziltzul katan? So that was the answer, because he wanted to tell me a chiddush in gemi that it's not a violation of refuah on Shabbos when you do it in the mikdash. There is a discussion relating to this sugya. You know, the sugya seems, much of today's daf seems to be totally irrelevant to Motzai Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, but there is a discussion relating to the sugya about chatzitz if a person has a band-aid or a ring or something like that when he does netilas lulav. Is that also a chatzitz? So you have to study the sugya to figure out. The Rama writes in Hilchas Sukkah in Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph that there's a minhag to be machmir to remove the tefillin and women to remove any rings from their hands before netilas lulav, so that it not create a chatzitza ben yadol lulav. Right? Minhag Ashkenaz was always to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but somehow that has changed over. Minhag Ashkenaz is still minhag Ashkenaz, but because all the Talmidei Hagra don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and all the Hasidim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so between the Talmidei and all the Svardim don't wear tefillin, so between the Talmidei Hagra and the Hasidim and the Svardim, so you covered a lot of Klal Yisrael that way, and that's why a lot of people don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But anyway, the Rama assumes, of course you do, that you're wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So what do you do with your tefillin and the lulav? So he says the minhag is to remove the tefillin if you're still wearing them at that point, to remove the tefillin before you do netilas lulav. So the makar of this din is from the Sefer HaGuda. However, the Bach disagrees with the Aguda, and he says chatzitza is shayich, the chatzitza is shayich even in part, and mitzad adin he says that you have to, he says it's mitzad adin that you have to remove anything that's chotzitz. It's not just a minhag tov to remove. He's even stronger. So that part of the question relates to is there such a din of chatzitza by lulav? That's machlokas rishonim, machlokas tosos and the Ran. Is it just that you can't do lekicha liyidei davar acher, or there's an issue of chatzitza when it comes to lulav? But part of the issue relates to what exactly isn't a chatzitza when it comes to the hands and doing things and holding things that you have a mitzvah to hold, like when a person is doing the avoda. So it relates to this sugya somewhat. The post can bring in this sugya. So now the Gemara raises seven different questions about chatzitza. Let's say you have air that puffs out your beged, the bigde kuna. So there's air in between your beged and your skin. So mahu, is that considered to be a chatzitza or not? Is that a problem? Does it need to be that the begadim are resting directly on the basar and you don't have that? Meaning the begadim have to be very fitted, you know, in a way that it's mamish on the basar. Or maybe that's just the derech levisha. People wear clothing. You know, a kohen loses 5 pounds, and all of a sudden, he's not able to wear the big dekuda. Maybe that's just the derech levisha that you wear. Not all the clothing rests directly on the body. Another shaila number two. Kina mahu shetachotz is a kina, is a louse a chatzitza. If it's a dead louse, it's for sure a chatzitza. Chayamai. The question is, what about a live louse? Do we assume that since the kina travels along the body and its entire chiyus comes from the body, that's considered haynu rabisei? That's considered something that's natural and is therefore not a chatzitza. The assumption that the Gemara makes in several places is that lice are born out of sweat. It's not that they're attracted to; it's that that's where they come from. That they're spontaneously generated by sweaty, dirty areas of the body. Right? It's non-scientific in terms of the belief that the louse comes from there. But that's what the Gemara seems to assume. Similar to, right, there's a number of Mishnayos and Gemaras like this where contemporary poskim and rabbanim have to figure out what this means for us in halacha now that we know where these things actually come from. The bugs in the fish, the worms in the fish, that they assume that came from the basar of the fish and didn't come from the outside, from outside the body. There's a Mishnah Maseches Chulin that talks about a mouse that's half dirt and half mouse, because the dirt turns into a mouse. So is the part that's still dirt that had not yet turned into a mouse, is that metame or is it not metame? Okay, different discussion for a different time. But we want to know, is a live louse a chatzitza? Maybe it's natural, so it's not, or maybe since you're makbid about it, it is a chatzitza. Shaila number three, afar maushiyachutz. What if you have dirt? So afar vaydechayis. What do you mean? If you have dirt, that's for sure a chatzitza. Ela avak afar maush. No, like tiny, tiny specks of dirt. Is that considered a chatzitza? Shaila number four, beis hashechi maushiyachutz. If a person has the arms of his clothing are not totally fitted to the armpits, so it's a little bit loose, there's a little bit of a hang in the clothing, so is the clothing itself a chatzitza? So al besaru binan valda. Do you need it to be touching the besaro dafka, and therefore you don't have that? Do we say no? It's just the fit of the clothing. Shaila number five: hichnis yadul tocheko mahu. What if a kohen sticks his hand under his clothing? Is that a chatzitza? Gufo michayitz. Is his own body a chatzitza between his clothing and his body? Meaning his own hand a chatzitza between his clothing and his body? Oh lo. Shaila number six: nima mahu shetachos. What about a hair? Is that a chatzitza? So an external hair. So nima vade chaitza. For sure that's a chatzitza. No, elanima midulderes, a chut from the beged, from the big dekuna itself that's a little bit out of place and is still attached to the beged. So mahu, is that a chatzitza between the basa and the beged? Meaning, do we assume that since it's still attached to the beged, it's considered a part of the beged and is therefore not a chatzitza? Or since it's not in the place where it's supposed to be, it's a loose thread that's coming off of the beged, it's like an external thread, and therefore it's a chatzitza. Finally, by Mar Baravashi raised another question, that if you're going to assume that when you put your hand inside the beged, that's not going to be a chatzitza, yatsa sa'aro bibigdomahu. What if the kohen's hair goes in between his big dekuna and his body? So it extends down into the big dekuna. Sa'aro kugufo dami, alav kugufo dami. Do we consider that like part of the body? And if you assume that part of the body is not a chatzitza, that the head is not a chatzitza, the seir is also not a chatzitza, or do we say no, hair is a little more external, it's not considered to be exactly a part of the body? So the Gemara doesn't answer any of these questions. These are the seven shailas. So now the Gemara discusses, by Rabbi Zera, tefillin ma'u sheyuchotsu. Are Kohanim allowed to put on tefillin while they're doing avodah in the Migdash? Meaning maybe the tefillin have a din of a beged, and therefore it's a violation of yisur begadim, or maybe since they have a mitzvah to put on tefillin, the chaviva samitzvah makes it like the guf of the Kohen, and therefore it's not a violation of Yisur Begadim. So Aliba demand Yamar Laila Lav Zman Tefillin Hu, according to the Shita that Laila is not the Zman Tefillin, and you can only put on Tefillin during the day, Lo Tibayelach, then there's no Safek, even the Laila Chatzi Yom Naimi Chaitzi, that since they would be a Chatzitza during the Avodos that you do at nighttime, it would be a violation of Yisur Begadim, because you're not supposed to be wearing Tefillin, it's not Batal to the Guf, and therefore during the daytime, it's not Mistaver, that something that's a chatzitza at night, or is Yisur Begadim at night, is not going to be Yisur Begadim during the day. But kiti baylach lamad yamar layla zman tefillin. My mitzvah de gufei chayetz or lo chayetz. The question is, according to the shita, that layla is zman tefillin. So do we assume a mitzvah that you have to do is a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? So igal gomilsa matal kamed rabbi yami. This shayla became a popular shayla, and everyone was discussing it in the batei medrash, and it arrived at rabbi yami's base medrash. So amalei rabbi Yami said to the person who asked him, the Shaila, Talmud Aruch Hu Biyadeinu. What do you mean? We have a Kabbalah, the Tefillin Chotzos, the Tefillin Aruch Hatzitza for the Kohanim, and therefore it's going to passel the Avoda. So Meisvei, they challenge Rabbi Yami. We have a Braisa, Kohanim Ba'avodasam, Ulevim B'duchanam, the Yisrael B'mamadam, the Kohanim while they're doing the Avoda, the Levim who are doing what they're doing in the Duchan to sing or whatever while the Kabbalah is being brought, and the Yisrael B'mamadam that, you know, that are representing Klal Yisrael in the Mamados while the Karbanos Tzibur are brought, Piturim min Atfila, they're apart from Tfila because they have to be doing their job that they're busy doing, and Umin Atfilin, and they're also apart from Tfilin because Osig Mitzvah Pater min HaMitzvah, so they're apart from Tfilin. So my love, isn't the Brisa telling me that Kohanim Ba'avodasam are potter from tefillin, but in minichanein and chotzos, sounds like it's not an iser for them to wear tefillin, it's just that they're potter from wearing tefillin. It doesn't say asurin, it says peturin. So don't you see that it's not a chatzitza? It says more low, in minichan chotzos. No, they're potter from tefillin, and if they do wear tefillin, it's a chatzitza. Iachi peturim asurim ibayle. Well, then why does it only say they're potter from tefillin? It should have said that they're usher to wear tefillin. Well, kiven dika levim v'yisrael, well, there would certainly be no iser for the Levi or the Yisrael to wear tefillin, Levi b'duchanan and the Yisrael b'mamadan. So the word aser wouldn't fit with that sentence because because the sentence was not only about Kohanim, it was about Kohanim, Levi, and Yisraelim. So it's easier to use the word pater, which is an appropriate word for all three categories, Kohanim, Levi, and Yisraelim. But the Brisa does say that if he puts it on, it's not a chatzitza. And the avodah's kasher, so that's only about the kohen. So lo kasha. So you see clearly that it's not a chatzitza. So isn't that a raya? So says more lo kasha. Hadiyad hadarosh, that the Talmud Aruch that Rabbi Ami brought, that tefillin are a chatzitza, is tefillin shal yad. And not because of yisur begadim, they're not a beged, meaning they're a mitzvah, they're not a beged, but it means that it's actually a chatzitza. As we said before, the word chatzitza in this daf sometimes means chatzitza, and sometimes means yitur begadim. So we thought he meant yitur begadim. No, the Talmud Aruch Miyaden was that it's a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza? Because we're talking about tefillin shal yad, so it's in between the basar and the big day kuna. But the Raisa says that it's not a chatzitza, it's derosh, that where there are no big day kuhuna on that spot of the head where you have the tefillin. So it's not an issue of, it's not shaykh to talk about chatzitza. It's only shaykh to talk about yisur begadim. Tefillin is not a problem of a beged of a yisur begadim, and therefore we've solved the issue. The shayla of Rabbi Zeira, are tefillin a chatzitza or not? So the answer is, if they're b'makom begadim, they would be a chatzitza, but they are not yitur begadim. Well, Maishna the Yad, why is the tefillin shal Yad considered a chatzitza d'chsiv? Because it says, Yilbash al basaro shle yedover chatzitz beinol de basaro. It says, Yilbash al basaro, so you can't have anything between the big day kuna and your basar. Well, the Rosh Nami, even when it describes the big day kuna they wear on their head, ksiv, it says about the mitznefes that the Kohen Gadol wears, v'samtam mitznefes al rosho. So just like al basaro means that you can't have a chatzitza, al rosho should also mean that you can't have a chatzitza. So how come the tefillin shel rosh are not a problem of a chatzitza? So tana sa'aru hayinira bein tzitzim etznefes. No, the answer is shesham anichan tefillin, that there was a space on the Kohen Gadol's head that didn't have the tzitz and didn't have the mitznefes and was just large enough to fit to fit the tefillin. And therefore, the tefillin is not in between the big day kuhuna and his head. So, in a chinami, there is a chatzitza problem by the mitznefes if you put something in between the mitznefes and the head. But over here, the tefillin were directly on the head, and therefore, it's not a problem. Okay, mechusar kippurim minalan. How do I know that if a mechusar kippurim was one of the items listed in the Mishnah, that if he does the avoda, it's going to be mechal the avoda. How do I know that? Am ravuna, am rakra, because the pasuk says that v'chiper aleha kohen v'tahera. So tahera mechal shi tameya. Sounds like only once you bring the karban are you tar. Prior to that, you were tamei. So apparently you were that's described mechusar kippurim is considered to be tamei. So a kohen is mechusar kippurim is like a tamei kohen who is therefore mechal the avoda. V'shalom rachutz yadayim raglayim. So now we move on to the topic that takes up the rest of the daf of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. If a Kohen did not have Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and he did the Avoda, he's Mechalel the Avoda. How do I know that? So Asya Chuka Chuka mi Mechusar Begadim. We derive it Chuka Chuka from Mechusar Begadim. It says by Mechusar Begadim, Vayislam kuna luchukas olam, and it says by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, chok olam. So the lashon of chok appears in both places, and we just showed that mechusar begadim is mechal di avoda. So the same thing with shalom rachutz yadayim raglayim. So now the Gemara says, well, let's discuss the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim between each change of clothing that the Kohen Gadol did in the Beis Hamikdash in Yom Kippur. Tanu Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol shlo tavel v'shlo kiddush bein beged lebeged. Let's say a kohen gadol didn't do the tevila and the kiddush yadayim raglayim when he changed from the big day zav to the big day lavan and vice versa. Ubein avodah lavodah, where he didn't do a tevila or a kiddush yadayim raglayim between the avodos va'avad, and he did the avodah without a tevila, without a kiddush. Avodah so kshera, the avodah is still going to be kosher. So even though these are dinim d'oraisa, but it's not ma'akev the avodah. Ve'echad kohen gadol ve'echad kohen hadyot, both the kohen gadol and the kohen hadyot shelo kiddush yadav raglav shachris, that doesn't do the kiddush yadayim raglayim in the morning when he starts the day's avodah va'avad, and he does the avodah without even that initial kiddush yadayim raglayim, avodas upsula, that taka is going to passel the avodah. So when it comes to the initial kiddush yadayim raglayim in the morning that a kohen hadyot and a kohen gadol need to do, that's ma'akev, that's going to passel the avodah. But subsequent kiddush yadayim raglayim that a kohen gadol does on Yom HaKippurim, that's not ma'akev the avodah. So I'm going to ask Rabbi Yochanan Michti, chamish tvilos v'asar kiddushin, the five times he dips in the mikvah, the 10 times he does kiddush yadayim raglayim on Yom Kippur that we read about, that we did yesterday in the Seder Avodah, da'oraisa. That is all mefurish, it's all dinim da'oraisa. V'chuka ksiv b'hu. And it says l'chukas olam. It says l'ashon of chuka over there. So la'akvu, so shouldn't it be ma'akiv the avoda? How come it's not ma'akiv the avoda? So the Gemara's going to have three possibilities of how come the kiddush yadayim raglayim and the tevilos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not ma'akev the avodah. So Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Asi, Amar Kra, the pasuk says uleveisham. It says that he washes v'rachas mayim es psar uleveisham. So it says uleveisham, even though it already said that ksonos bad kodesh yilbash, because levisha ma'akeves ve'in dover acher ma'akev, to teach me that only the levisha of that particular item, of those particular big day kuna, is ma'akev, but nothing else about it is ma'akev. Meaning the washing is not ma'akev, because only levisha is shana lavakas of la'akev. It only says the levisha twice. It doesn't say about the kiddush yadayim raglayim and the tevila twice. So tzav upanav. So Rav Asi was excited that he heard this beautiful drasha that explains why kiddush yadayim raglayim is not ma'akev. So amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, don't get so excited. Vav aufsa kasvilach. I wrote the letter vav on a splinter of wood that's full of cracks, where you can't even read the letter vav. Meaning, what I gave you is something that is not really usable. It's not really correct. Because yihachi ditzafranami. Because if ulevesham teaches us that only the levisha, which is shana levakosav, only that's ma'akev, but none of the tevilas, then the initial tevila in the morning shouldn't be ma'akev either. But we said that the initial tevila in the morning, the initial kiddush yadayim raglayim in the morning, rather, is ma'akev. So my answer doesn't account for all of the halachos. It only it would go too far in the other direction. It would say that nothing is ma'akev, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is that the initial one is ma'akev. The rest, the subsequent ones, are not ma'akev. So says Gemara Amar Chizki Amar Kai, have a different rasha. That the pasuk when it describes kiddush yadayim raglayim, it says vayisalem chakol. It describes for not only Aaron HaKohen, but Lizaro, for Kohen Hedyot as well. Ah, so Davra Ma'akev Bizaro Ma'akev Bo. Only that which is Ma'akev for regular Kohanim will be Ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol. The regular Kohanim don't have Chamesh Tvilos and five Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. That's just the Kohen Gadol. Regular Kohanim just have the initial washing in the morning. So that's the only thing that could be Ma'akev for a regular Kohen, and therefore that's what's Ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol as well. But Davar Sheinu Ma'akev Bizarro, that which is not Ma'akev for the regular Kohanim, like the five Tvilos and the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, ain't Ma'akev Bo. It's not going to be Ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol either. And that's the drasha that we learned, that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and Yom Kippur are not Ma'akev. Rabbi Yonasan says, I got a different drasha. Me'acha, again, third possibility. First possibility we rejected because it overcorrected. It would have taught me that that everything is Ma'akev. So second possibility was Vaisalam Chalkalam Zaru Dorosam. Third possibility, Rabbi Yonasan, Me'acha, V'rachtsu Mimenu Moshe Ve'aron Ubanav. So Davar Ma'akev Be'banav describes not only Aaron, but also Banav. Only that which is Ma'akev by his children, which is the initial Kiddush in the morning, is Ma'akev Bo, is Ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol. Davar Sheinu Ma'akev Banav, Ein Ma'akev Bo. If it's not Ma'akev for the regular Kohanim, then it's not going to be Ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol either. So says Mark, great Rasha. Rabbi Yonasan, my time alone, Midchizkiah. But what was wrong with Chizkiah's drasha? Right, he had a very good pasuk also where it said Vayisalem Chakolam Lo Ulzaro Lidoro Lo Ulzaro Lidoro Sam. That even Lizaro saw Amalach, Hahu Lidoros Hudiksiv. No, that pasuk is not really about Lizaro, it's about Lidorosam. That even Zaro Shel Aaron are going to need to be Noeg, the Kiddush Daim Raglaim, before the Avodah of the Mikdash. That's what it's really about. It's not there to teach me a hekish of chuka, and therefore it's only that which is Noeg Bizarro is Ma'akev. I needed to tell me that these dinim are not a one time din, that this is a ra. The Doros, the Idach, and Chizkiah, who darshans from Lo Ulizaro, my time Elomer Mehai. Why doesn't he learn from Aaron Ubadav the way Rabbi Yonasan did? What's wrong with Rabbi Yonasan's drasha? So mi bayle l'kad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He needs Rabbi Yonasan's pasuk to teach me what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina taught. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Kol kior she'ein bo kedei l'kadesh arba kohanim imenu ein mekadshin bo. If there is not sufficient water in the kior to be mekadesh yadayim raglayim of four Kohanim, then it is not Mekah, then it doesn't work. You can't use it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Varachtu Mimenu, Moshe, the Aaron, Ubanav. Banav is plural. So you see Moshe, Aaron, and then two more. So you need four people. So the Kior has to have enough water to wash the hands and feet of four people. And therefore, that pasuk is not available to teach me that Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is not Ma'akev. Tan Rabbanan. So now let's get to the technicalities. How does this work, this Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? So Ketzan Mitzvahs Kiddush. What do they do to by the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? So Maniach Yado Imanis Al Raglay Imanis. He puts his right hand over his right foot. V'yado Asmalis Al Gabe Raglo Asmalis. And his left hand over his left foot. Makadesh, and they wash them together. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Maniach Shtei Yad of Zual Gavzu. He puts his two hands, one on top of the other. And then Al and then those two hands go on top of his two feet, zuel gabizu, one on top of the other, umekadish. And then they pour water from the kior on all four, on his two hands and his two feet, all at the same time. So they said to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, hiflagta. That's more than a person is capable of. Ef shalasos kein. You can't do that. If he puts his two hands together and his two feet together, he's going to fall. So shapir karmelay. So this says, that's a good point, right? That's going to be takes unless it's a and who does a lot of yoga, he's going to, you know, it's going to be a real problem for him. So I'm Rav Yosef, Chaveru Misayeo. Now he's got someone else, you know, holding him up. So my binayu, what are they really arguing about? You know, when one says this is a problem because he has Shalasos Kane, and the other one says, no problem, just have someone else hold him up. Am Rabbi Amida Minatzadi, Gibinayu. They're arguing about what qualifies as Amida. Does leaning on something or someone holding you up count as Amida? So why do you need Amida? Let him sit and do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So Amar Kar, because the pasuk says L'Shares V'Sheres Mu'umadhu. It says L'Shares, and L'Shares implies that you're standing up and not that you are sitting down. Tan Rabban, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim B'Yom Ein Sarach L'Kaddish B'Layla. If a Kohen did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim during the daytime, he's allowed to continue to do the avodos that you do at night, like the burning of the limbs on the Mizbech, things like that, without a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But belayla tzarich lekadosh biyom. If he did a kiddush yadayim raglayim at night, and then comes morning time, and he wants to continue to do the avoda, he needs a new kiddush yadayim raglayim for the new day. Divrei Rebbe, Shai Rebbe Omer, lina moelis bekiddush yadayim raglayim. Lina is a psul in kiddush yadayim raglayim. So when a new morning comes, he needs to redo the kiddush yadayim raglayim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain lina moelis bekiddush yadayim raglayim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says lina is not a psul in kiddush yadayim raglayim. Tani idach, we have another brisa. Hayomi no makra v'algav mizveh kol laila. The coin's busy all night doing the avoda. La'ora, when Amud HaShachar comes, ton kiddush yadayim raglayim divrei Rebbe. Rebbe requires a new kiddush yadayim raglayim. Those are Rebbe Shimon Omer, kiven shekiddush yadayim raglayim mitchilas avoda. Since he started that very avoda with a kiddush yadayim raglayim, afil mikan v'adasari amemin zorot kaddish. For the next 10 days, he doesn't need a new kiddush yadayim raglayim as long as he's extending the same avoda. 10 days is lav dafka. A person cannot go 10 days without sleep. And if you sleep, that's certainly possible. The Kiddush Daim Raglaim. Person cannot go 10 days without going to the bathroom. And if you go to the bathroom, that requires new Kiddush Daim Raglaim. So obviously 10 days Lav Dafka. It means as long as you're doing the same Avoda. Utsricha, I need both of these brises. The Yashmin Kamais, if it only would have told me the first brisa, I would say Behikam or Rebbe. That's what Rebbe is going to say, that you need a new Kiddush Daim Raglaim in the morning. The Paskalim Avoda Avoda, because at least you're doing a brand new Avoda. So and that warrants a new Kiddush Avol Baha. But when it's the same Avoda, the Lopasakle, Ema Modile, the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, I might think Rabbi agrees to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. V'yashmin Baha, and if it only would have told me the second price, I would say Baha, Kamar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. It's only when it's the same Avoda that you don't need a new Kiddush Daim Raglaim. Avol Baha, Ema Modile, the Rabbi, but maybe when it's not the same Avoda, he'd be Modile to Rabbi. So Tzricha, so that's why I need both sources. My time with the Rabbi, actually, you know, maybe we'll pick up with that tomorrow. Okay, so everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.